Hail Trey for sure, Yud continued, Brother Shishiva, Aleph Adar Bez, Etof Shem Mem Vav, March 12, 1986, on Wednesday continued.
Very likely that this is what Rambam Dor HaShem will say. But, Dor HaShulchan, Dor HaShulchan, so in other words, so we can say that when the Rambam says, you see, not like the Shulchan, like the Dor HaShulchan, that when the Rambam says Simon Shimbaldu Rubin everything, so he has reference, and then the Hashulchan himself says that that's possible. That when the Rambam says Simon Shimbaldu Rubin everything, so he has reference to both features. First he says just the reverse. Just says Simon Shimbaldu Rubin everything, has reference to the case of the detachment of the nation without the others. And then, but the detachment from the Kumi Atzavo, that's the scattering, that's unequal, So he says no, that the detachment of Kumi Atzavo is at least as common as the detachment of one sinner from the other. But, he says it's very possible that when Rambam says in one Shimbaldu Rubin is Chayteh, he has reference to two kinds of detachment. One, the Rach. And the Rach says when the Beishet is detached from the Gagares, the Rubin, even though the Beishet remains detached with Kumi Atzavo, and then he also has reference to the case where the attachment between the Beishet and the Gagares is intact, but the attachment is detached from the Kumi Atzavo of the Rubin, so it's also failure. And then the Rambam says, the Chayim is Katlu, Shalim Bulum Shrike, so the Hashulchan says that the Rambam has reference to the case where the whole Tobit Sabeishet is torn away from the Lechia Tachim, so nearly it affects the upper part, the top of the Beishet itself, and so the top of the Beishet, the very top of the Beishet becomes a little loose and starts changing. So nearly it's an only mishrike. That's all right, this chapter. So this is, I mean, I took the time to explain the Rambam, because the Rambam is very obscure. And the Hashulchan explains it in very, explains the Rambam in very remarkable way. Okay. Now, there is one more Shita for Hashem in the Shita of the Rambam. The Shita of the Rambam means, now the question is, what is it when the Isin is Mishnah? Is it Treife or he just a tun shrike? So the Rambam says that twelve. One of them is the Simon Man Gaudi of the Rubin is Chayim. Not only if it's Nishma completely, but if it is Nishma the Rubin, if it happens to Chayim, so it's Chayim like this for Reye, and the whole is also. And then there's another Allah Mishma Sinai. In the midst of the shrike, a sinner is nishma. So then it doesn't become faith. In view of the fact that you already started to share, and in the middle of the shrike, and that many times happens, you know. So when the sheikh begins to call the simoni, so one sinner becomes detached from its place, or one semen becomes detached from the other semen in the midst of the shrike, then it doesn't become faithful in the midst of the shrike. Then the shrike is perfect. Then the shrike is perfect. But it doesn't become faithful. It doesn't become faithful. Yeah. That's the Rambam. So we are truly the demand.
But if beforehand,
yes, then I mentioned yesterday, and I want to mention it again. In the Lashon HaGemara, Hodi Yikvah Lufkuleh, Hoshi Da'ach Kafukim. سکان که قشن بیزه عقد مقبول ترسانی این که کل سیچویش این عقد اکتو که فاسولی ترسان بیزه خوب سیچویش but according to the Rambam he says so according to the Rambam so on the contrary Africa okay Africa okay because the Russian Rambam means Rambam also Russian means Africa Abo in the test aloche kapale Abo means parik the tubits abeishim nalecha rizmika inspired, doesn't it appear logical that since the Rambam uses the word inspired and the Gemara uses the expression Africa okay, that is the same expression so Africa okay, means inspired when only the rod of the Tobit Abeshet was torn away from the left. So the lower portion, the mute of the Tobit Abeshet, the mute, the lower part, the lower end of the Tobit Abeshet remains attached to the left. So the male head, the Abeshet remains intact, sufficiently firm. Only when the whole Tobit Abeshet is torn away from the left. So then it affects the firmness of the top of the Veshet. And the top of the Veshet, but only of the Veshet is inside. So according to the Rambam, Africa corresponds to the Kula situation. And Akvalet Pule corresponds to the Chumra situation. I mean, that's how it is. One thing I don't understand, you know, Hashulchan, I mean, explain the Rambam in such a marvelous way, but when he says, when he explains the Gemara from the Rambam, so he also applies Akhbarit Kule to the Chumra situation, and Akhbarit Kule to the, I mean, sorry, Akhbarit Kule to the Kule situation, and Akhbarit Kule to the Chumra situation, as according to Rashi Beis. According to the Rambam, he does it. Maybe Rabbi Avraham Rhein could drink a gargara sedation. I know that many times he carries these things in his pocket. So maybe he could drink and show you. I mean, it's always that, you know, when you see it, so, you know, you visualize it well. So Amr lo rob uvyo, the Amr lo rob halor.
Use the cup.
What's that?
You can use the cup.
What is that?
Then you can use the cup.
The cup. Be careful.
Have to use it.
Alright. It's a good idea. Now, if this is the Gargaris, so then, and the Gargaris is encircled by rings. Tapaselino, we learned it, not a shriken. Tapaselino. Now, the rings, the tissue of the rings, is mostly composed of cartilage tissue. Hard, top, sturdy tissue. But because at the bottom of the throat, of the neck, it is not made of cartilage hard tissue, but a soft, fibrous tissue. Fibrous tissue. So in other words, let's say this is the assumed result of the change. So assume that this is heart tissue. This is heart tissue. So if you have on top of the gargaris, so let's say it's a box, so it goes down at the bottom. So the cartilage doesn't encircle the whole cylindrical tube of the gargaris. So the gargaris, the central gargaris, is a cylindrical tube. So it doesn't encircle it with cartilage tissue all the way to them, but only up to here. Only up to here. So, and a little bit consists of fibrous tissue, not hard tissue. So, the question is this. When we say that Tikas HaKagaris Berube, what does it mean Berube? It's Asher points out. It means rope of the heker of the circumference, with circumference, the inner circumference or the outer circumference. So let's say, so if we say, so you can have rope, a severance of the rope of the outer circumference, and that will not have a rope of the inner circumference. So this is Shaila. So the Chama Rubo Rabba Ma Reivudyo. Reivudyo Sarasha points out that someone thought that Reivudyo means the thickness of the membrane, that's impossible. Of the Gargaris, that's impossible. So then Gargaris would be more homo than Beishe. So because by Beishe it only is perforated completely, but if it's perforated the rubic membrane, not. And here, Reivudyo, I mean, even if it doesn't penetrate the necket, so it's more homo than Beishe. But Reivudyo means the rod of the outer circumference. The umbrella of flow. It's only free if there is a severance in the inner circumference, in the rod of the inner circumference. Oh, Rei Buvio Yei Shein Rin, Rei Buvi Adeiko. That's just the membrane. Artificially Gialeko, even though the neck didn't penetrate into the hole. The Shibushu didn't came home a common abeishe, the abeishe in Katerafit in Leafi, Koshea, Achinoke, the Holyo. Achinoke the Holo, and this is more homo. So, it's impossible. Reivudyo Kalema, Kinshavinon, Rubo, Reivudyo Mishavinon, that means the outer circumference, Rubi Akone, Haine Min Reia. Now let's see. If we have a Kone, and then we have a ring. So the ring is incomplete. So the cartilage of the ring is only up to here. So you can have a severance in the rope of the Seket. In the second, but it will not have a rod of the inner circumference. Of the inner circumference. So Reivudyo means the outer circumference. The Amalo Reichlo is the inner circumference. So Reivudyo Kalima Kimishavinon Rubo. The Reivudyo Mishavinon, Buvi Akone Hanin Reiro Mitzab, Dun Reishel Chode. Aveira, not what you mean, the circumference, not the hole. That's the era of the Gargaris. Ulrecha Batsavo and Haverecha Bakon. In other words, it doesn't mean Recha, let's say you push through, let's say, like it. You draw the diameter here in the middle of the cone. that would be Rechab, that would be called have a Rechab Akone. Uvi Atzavo, Koranam, Uvi Akone, Vishir, Zen, Minda, Uvi Hatnuch. So what is Uvi Hatnuch? That's the cartilage, it's Nuch. The cartilage tissue, the ring of cartilage tissue that encircles the cylindrical tube of the gargaris. Kore, Uvi Atzavo, Koranam, Uvi Akone, Vishir, Zen, Minda, Uvi Hatnuch. Bekeden she agia lechotzi cholo have a rob uvio in matfonis ve acholo tachol ve she gave in a kamer of no milo and so that sabo ino le chumdak but in chumdak was the five species and the stomach she nipsa kakone no milo le matu nipsa and mahame libi hatnuch the cartilage ring le achlima le gube according to the first one ove you at the achting have a chotzi acholo le gube. So then the other Russian says, no, Recho in a trinke achi yitzik shrein vacholo, viubi atnuch, the cartilage ring, in a mashrin yorof. Mashrin yorof. If Rav Avraham Rhein would bring and show you, so you'll be able to read your life. Very well. All right. Hahi, sukes agar geres, the asoy likami derav, yosi viko, Yosin Kodoviko, the Rei Vuvio. So, Rei Vuvio is a hunter. Rei Vuvio is a hunter. Because sometimes there is a severance in the outer circumference and there is no role of the inner circumference. Omulei, Rafkane, the Rabasa, the Rab, the Maltono Rabbeinu, the Rosh Rolo. Shadrach came to Rabbi Lachon, so he sent the Shire to Rabbi Lachon. But Kodrei Chlolo Vachshel. So he was major. He was major. Because as Rashi points out, if you consider it from the point of view of Rei Vuvio, the outer circumference, so sometimes the severance of the rope of the outer circumference will involve only a half or even a milk of the inner circumference. Of the inner circumference. So Mele, so that was the Kula. Bizomine, so Rabbi Bachon himself, since he was Nachshere, so he was able to eat himself of the Bosom of the baby. And he bought it for 13 Easter. That's the sloy. Shadow of Abdi can have the sloy shalister of Chite, Easter is sloy and dine, shame shuti. A sala and dine is 1/8 of the sala tsur. So it's all. So Easter is sloy and dine, shame shuti. The cow in Easter is tam hainu sloy and tsur. The Easter is tam hainu sloy and tsur. Shah sala abor dine. The sala, that's a shekel of the Torah. That is Salatzur. So it has four Zuzim. The Easter of Shute is an eighth. Salamidine is an eighth of the Salatzur. Now, if the Salatzur is four Zuzim, so one Salamidine is half of the Zuzim. It's half of the Zuzim. The Easter of Shute is Salamidine, Shminish the Salatzur, and I'm Chotidina. Kiramun, Achidu, Eschadir, the Easter of Paul, the Zuzim, the Paul, the Salamidine. Oh, so Rabbi Bachon himself got a bosom. The place I used to repeat it. This, the Hecha, because how was he allowed to do it? But then the Chokham Shittime in Chak. Chavir, Rashoy, Litaye. After all, Rav at first decided to be Beidik at Gerei Rubio. So Rav at first assumed that if there is a severance in the major outer circumference, even though it did not help, it did not involve a severance of the inner circumference, of the inner circumference, so it's already tricky. So Rav already asked it, how come the Tabel Vachone was making against the Khumra Rak, Votanye Chokum Shetine Chavir Ashoy Vitaye, Osar Chavir Ashoy Vahati. Simoy says, Shanoche, the Rabbi Yosamisa. Rabbi Yasser, he wanted, at first he considered it, he could go to the Rebubio, but he didn't give out the Psak yet. So then, Omor Rabban Rabbase, Matom Rabbeinu Bechorvolo, so he agreed. So then he sent it to Rabban Rabbanu, he didn't want to pass him. So he wasn't, he didn't pass it. He didn't pass in the Shai. When he saw us, no, have a boy on you, you can go with you. So we shall cool down with him. We shall drink the camel, the rabbi, because rabbi himself said to his shamus, the hammer rubo, rabboma, rei bubio, the amolo, if halolo. So there were two versions. So at first, he wanted to dedicate in accordance with the first version, and then the Talmudim reminded him, no, you yourself said there's another version. And apparently, that's the one towards which Rab was originally disposed, because he said to him, in Antonio Rabbeinu, the Rei Chalor. So then he decided he will not pass, let Rabbi Rachonah pass in the child. So he didn't pass it. Now you know he's asking another kashe. Bechivin deir bechochem heiche ochem nei. Voksiv sipotsit necheskot. Vahim aho adi shaman kini napshilani tumo ubeiro ubechei pole achalt minurai. Vahadato bolo bod bifi psa pido. Kini napshilani tumo, what does it mean? Shalei aot yeim lo vintum delayo. Und wenn man trinkt, wo er kaum die Regeln ich hasste und trage ihm so auf der Fette, die nicht immer in der Nähe von Eres, immer in der Nähe von Eres, who would expect, ich hasste ihr Lanovi, ich hasste schon ein Bier, ich hasste ihr Lanovi, ich hasste ihr Lanovi, ich hasste ihr Lanovi, nur der Tertzi, das bin ich mir in der Nähe von Eres, nicht so Chenes, nein, so Chenes ist gut aus, ich sage, ich bin nicht Chenes, ich bin nicht Chenes. As long as we are sure that the Behemoth was living in the end of Shrikah, the Hesish, maybe he died before the act of Shrikah was completed, but it showed Pilchus movement, certain movements, by the end of the Shrikah, so that's why it was still living, even though it was in Shkenes, and it was Nitalomus, but not to pray for. So, maybe it was there. But there is a mere chassidus not to eat of the behemoth of the chassidus. So, when they were talking about how to show you how to psalm, couscous, melon, couscous means hurry, hurry, shach, shach, immediately. In other words, if you see a behemoth, you need a lomus, he's afraid, you wait 5 more minutes, the behemoth will be dead already. So you rush, you say, cut, cut, shach, shach, immediately. Even though the Zichach in time before the behemoth had an opportunity to die, so there is a music serious, not to eat them. So the body keeps out people who don't eat people honest. You have to say that he didn't eat some people. So how did the behemoth share of the Chacham? In other words, eat. He shyly was there some certain day. And then the both passed him, it's new that. But in the cities, nothing from there. In the Rabbi Shmonos, no more to the house in the Imo, so you know not himself, even though there is no Isa Tevel in Matnus. But still there's in the cities that if the Matus Kunde was not given, not to eat from there, it's Mutabachu. So the Bible was not given about an essay. That doesn't mean that I can eat from the Bene, but still the Universitas not to eat from the Bene, where the Bible did not fulfill his obligation to the Kyan. But anyway, so one of the Mesidas is Shalei Chaltim Deim Oshel B'Chochom. So how did Rabbi Rabachone, how did Rabbi Rabachone buy it and eat it? How did the Mesidas in Italian story? Rabbi Rabachone Adi Morisha. When do we say there is a Mesidas not to partake of the Deim? That had Ishaile, eat those Ishaile. And it was a big shine. But the Chocham was matter. But there was a basis to ask of it. You know, sometimes the Shire, one wrote the Lassia, and the other wrote the Matia. But it's a Shire, it's not a Dora Pasha. So then, even though the whole Paschum is Mutter, and we certainly can rely on him, but Ibal Nefesh should not partake. Mashiach came to Shire with Dora Porsche. So then, I mean, just because people ask Shireless and all kinds of things, so some melee, so the Shire is not to partake of it, then there's no such thing. See, the Kabbalah, it's not Tzvor. Oh, Rashi. Let me show us. Don't have a boy in the kid. Be a very good year. We should cook Talmud, we should only come to Rabbi, tell you this for a dose of Mikkel Ismuke, deal with the Rabbi's for a Malian, Boch, Rabbi, Agnes, Admore some, and his Kabbalah in the same. The Hoche Gomen Rabbe, the Tzukas Ra, Geres, the Reis Cholo, Nils and Italia, the Svore, what is the Matik in the Reye, the Tremema, the Nulid Mechazusi Shapir, Uchim Damiel in Tzoro, the 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 But something that is in Kabbalah, from Kabbalah, so there is no Mechazusi Shapir. Not to partake of it. Oh, now the Gemara is another question. We take a point from Shoda. We can't learn a Sabine. I mean, he shouldn't have done that, he shouldn't have brought that meat, because of Pshat, people like to suspect it on Torah. They like to suspect Torah. I mean, they can find any pretense, you know, to accuse him of something. So you always find people who will take advantage of it. Some mele. So there is a Pshat. The Tanya Donis Adin Ziko. The Chiyakutim Eitiye, Osav Eitiye, the Chiyakutim Eitim Sheidu, Kul Rashoim Lika. In other words, suppose an aid, somebody testified, it's something, let's say, it's a shining luminous as to a field, and whether it belongs to this person, belongs to that person. And there was a conflict between two parties. Rubin said it belongs to him, and Shimon said it belongs to him. There was a Gintor, and two Aidim testified that it belongs to Rubin. Some male, there was a Psalim Babes. Rubin has the field. Then the Aidim want to buy the field from Rubin. So they are allowed. But it's not the proper thing, because what will people say? See why they testify? Because Saint Masim Machshavei Tchila. So he'll subjectively expose himself to the charity. So one should avoid suspicions against him. So here too, Avolom Chacham Halchet Nachi Omnadei Malei. So why did Rabbi Bachone buy the meat? people will figure, oh, he was matter, Rav was not matter, Rav Vachon was matter. Why was he matter? Because he wanted to eat and eat himself. So that's why he was matter. I mean, people sometimes are very malicious and vicious. So he shouldn't have bought the meat. So, Hanami let him eat any mad bean, Mishume, Hoche, Mitatle, Mucha. So he says, Rashi explains, Mishum Shoda, the Lengre, Mishum Nisharian Alei, Mezel Gabei, Vinire Kenetel Schara Alei Rossi. In other words, what do people say? People say that the reason is why he sold it to him, as to why the butcher sold it to him, because he was grateful to Rabbi Vachon, he was mad to him, you know, the boss of. So he sold it to him at a lower price. So the Gemara says, no, here there wouldn't be any chshad. When is there a possibility of chshad? When it's sold by undere, by assessment. But if it is sold by weight, and there is a fixed price, we know a pound of meat is $5. So Mimele, what will they say? What will they say? You pay the regular price, and it's a pound of meat. Hochem takrem uchem. Because of the according to weight, you hold the rabbi, shoret reifese, bizobin ne bisre. Rove. The right verse is rove. Bizomine Bisre, Omrole Bas Hafrizi, that was Rabbi's wife, the daughter of Hafrizi. Abe, should my father, Shore Buche, when he was matter at Chaya, on the basis of the moon, so he never burnt, because then people would say, oh, he bought it, the one to whom he was matter at gave it to him at a discount, because he was muttering. So why do you buy it? Why? They might be reshid you too. Amalo, so Rove said to his wife, Hanan will your father afriz de, so buch a pro, because a pro, even if a mum occurred in the pro, so then everybody can eat it, but it has to be sold by a set, by undere, not by weight. That's the aloha. Some male that could be shot, but here I buy it at a certain weight and there is a fixed price, everybody knows, a pound of meat, of this kind of meat, it's so, so much and so much. So what can we say about it? As Shuman is done, Hochem Itakum Mucha, Mayike Mishum Mutsi Mayise. What would people say? Oh, that was such a good piece, and because he was mati here, the behemoth, that's why he gave me a good piece. I always get good pieces of meat. Call ye whom Timalis is of them. Alright. Don't send me also the old talent in the Telekin Shasta's work, Talking Kelly, Hashi, the head down after Shunim, we should have a whole day. She can only zoom, show a book, we should change the phone of prayer, there is a woman, where materially came in the Mipsaris prayer. Prayer may be Mazel, show time in the only room because it's calm. It's Kodish Mirachami made the prayer. The Sheikh had caught him the hood. Rafriz the Kenabe, Kidam Runam, the eating Banzokin, Shmina Zubin, it's not Manzokin, but it's in Broch and Rafin Dowry. Mr. Sashadam. Shmina Zubin Machin Kien, Nisuin, Shmina Zubin Achis Kiame. What is the good Rafrize? But the Gemara says, the Rashi doesn't mention the whole thing. The Gemara says that they wore in a certain place 30 couples of Kahanim, brothers. It doesn't mean that all the 80 were love brothers, but what it means is that they all marry sisters. So one Kahan married two Kahanim, let's say, married two brothers Kahanim, married two sisters, and then the other two brothers Kahanim married two sisters, Kehanis, and there were another family of two Kehanim brothers who married sisters from another family. They were in a certain city, 80 lattes. I mean, such a niche phenomenon. And then, and of all these Kianya Hashim, so Rakhim, the only descendant that was in the town. And that was descendant of these Ibn Kian, that means Rakhim, the Redekir. Prayer, the image, and the Mishlam, prayer, kommt zu einem durch den Schrotten vom Liedless, und kommt der Liedre, Kusna, prayer war mein Seher. It cannot be sold, even though it has a moon, but it cannot be sold in the market and by way. So, in Tag, wo du hast, hat er wenig, ich will schon zu Liedre, wenn er kenne ich da, achim, ich sage, ja, mein Kiva, mei, ich will, ich hasse den, was kann die denn, ich will, ich will, ich will, ich will, ששיכו לי עלית חמית רבו שכו ימין עמי, חילק לי קום את המי חמי מן עמי. אומר רב חיזי, זהו תמות חוכם זו ופריף עלי עצמי. So, what do you mean זהו תמות חוכם? So, thanks for explaining. אם את רואי עבידו של איתי עשיים, זה הורי ופריף עלי עצמי, because תמות חוכם, so you can return in a day day, a children רבון, you can return in a day day, Itviesai. So as Rishini put out, doesn't mean that an Amoretz doesn't have Itviesai. An Amoretz might have a better Itviesai sometimes than a Tom Chochen. But an Amoretz is not trusted. He says he recognizes. How do we know he's telling the truth? Maybe he's lying. But it's Tzodin Rabbanon, he can be trusted. So what kind of Tzodin Rabbanon can be trusted? If it's Yerosi Kidemis Lechachmosi. Sometimes one is the Tom Chochen, the big lump, but it's not the Rosh Epidemis. Epidemis for Chachmose is a smart cookie. So that kind of Yitzhokin Rabbonon, you can't return an Avede between aside. So it's El Tom Chochen that you can return, you can trust him, and you can return an Avede between aside, or a three philosophy. In other words, if he has a child in his own home, so he asks it. So that's a raya, he's a reishamayim. He asks it. Even though there is a basis to be makel, but he doesn't want to be makel la'atzmei. La'atzmei is machmir, la'achirin is makel. But la'atzmei is machmir. So that's it, Talmud Chochem can be possible. So, v'yom rachrizi zeu simatam shnichtu ezeor yitrit la'atzmei. Again, it doesn't mean it's mikvah rei, and he says it's straight, I can't do it. Kind of a madrig is that. It means shayle rabboni, tzotin rabben rabben meikol, and he can mention hetami rabboni. I mean for it, but the atzme, he doesn't rely on it. So that's same atonis, that's a real Yerushalayim. In Marsutrim from the Rakhili, come to see the Shem to be a free last name, the Shulish from the Chachom, all of a Kospina, you give a Kapeh of the Sechel, Ashrech of the Teilo. In other words, if he's Shulish from the Chachom, he shows his respect and reverence for Tom the Chachom, even when the Tom the Chachom asks him, but if he shows respect for Tom the Chachom, there are certain Jews who show respect for Chachom, when the Talmud Chachom is a miracle to them, so then, oh, he's mad, he's miracle, this color, that color. But if he asks, then they hate him. Then he's not a Yerushamayim. Avridom ha'azeicha v'neichu shnei lomis, ha'ilom ha'zeh v'ilom ha'bo, ha'shvecha v'ilom ha'zeh v'tivachon ha'bo. Ha'blela ka'mishadu olim v'nisi emidya lishok, v'cha'ab v'mizam nolein. V'yosu, omolein, like boy ma, so when the Nossi sent him something, in Matone, he didn't accept it. And when they invited him to eat, he didn't go. So they became insulted. So he said to them, why are you feeling insulted? It's nothing personal. I'm not going to boy ma, I went to live, that's all. So you shouldn't be take it personally. Habzera ki mishadu ole lishok, ki descendu nigeet in mint accept. Ki av mizam le yozo. Ki av mizam le yozo. But when he invited him to meet in their home, he accepted the invitation. Omar is Yakura in Siak. After all, I'm not in the Kabumatanes because they feel flattered when I accept the invitation. So, in other words, I do them a chesed. So he doesn't come with same matone is yich. Now let's go over the cases, the important cases. Though it's not a mean of preface, but it's an important case. He chav zoche, but can you chav shetime? In the name of the common gabarim machte, the tata, the impunit beide, the needle was found in the vein that leads to the liver. So Hune now prayed the Ravidah, so the Shaila was whether that needle in the course of its motion was knocking pierced the internal organs. Maybe it was knocking the stomach or the intestines in the course of its movements. So it's prayed, or we say no, it took a root that did not involve any piercing of internal organs. So that was a shy. So Hune Mabrid Ravidator, because Hune was other, because he held that that needle in the course of its movement must have pierced the internal organs. Rabad Bam Yume Masha. So how was Rabad Bam Yume able to be Matir after Hune Marble Rabude was Matrix? The Ishrina the Hosama Gumorasan. Tidiamunum the Sinker Big Nide Gabiaute. The Isis Domely Gabi the Rabbe of Lahon. Vitomer. So Rabbi Yalte was the wife of Rav Nachman. So she had a kesef. And Rav Nachman, since he was the husband, he didn't want to pass him. Doesn't mean that he's not allowed to pass him, but he didn't want to pass him for himself. So he told her to go to another Chochem, and there's the Shiloh Ksom. So she presented the kesef before Rabbi Vachon. So he was mitam. The ice is coming to Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi David Ocher, he was in the tower of the Kesef. U Pore Chalo in Chochem Shetunei, U Mishane, the Mikore, Tomet Muir. At first, Rabbi Vachone Asadet, he was in the Kame, Kidin di Omro Kol Yime Havdochani, Rabbi Vachone, so number one, at first, Rabbi Yitzchok Barad Yude, was mitame, just like Rabbi Vachon. Rabbi Vachon, so Rabbi Tzubayud was also mitame. Then Yalte told Rabbi Tzubayud the same kind of kesem. I show him many times, Rabbi Vachon is mitame. This time, it was exactly the same kind of color, the same are, but he was mitame, and I know why he was mitame, because he had a problem with his eyes. So his vision was, that day, his vision was not perfect. So since he heard that Rabbi Vachon himself, in a similar case, many times was mitaya here, and that day when he's mitame, in other words, let's say it was yellow. So it's toya. So this kind is toya. But he didn't have perfect vision, so he probably didn't see well. So he thought it was reddish. Some day later, he was retired. Boye or some, because they eat a little rainy hoch and mouth. Then the more is another rabbi. Suppose a woman comes before one chochem and she tells one chochem that this kind of imare and other all passed to the mutter. So she's the menace or not the menace? Upoil nifshat mufti yalti in the menace, because here too, you see at first Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehudeh wanted to nitame, but when Yalte told him that in a similar matter, Rabbi Bachone and other occasions, was nitame here, so then he relied on her and he was nitame at first. So it's the ayat at the menace. So in our Rashi, in our text, it is appears on the contrary. The whole of it, but in our Rashi, it is not there. The whole of it, the Shemuyah, the Shonim, in Korah, the Muyah, the Muyah. The Chidu, the Agmore, Samuch, Rashi, Lahat, and Mashos, Chabir. Chiyoma, Ben Chabir, Rashi, Lahat, here, Hayim, Misvor. In other words, so according to this deal from Rashi is saying that the whole Allah was in that Yorah Samuch with so of the Magin Shana Rabbi Yosab the Midi. Hello, the end is the time. וכוירו ימיר פשט הלוכה בידי הגמורה שמה ולוכן המין לדברר ולהיו צריכים לשמיר כמה דמיקורה תימוי כמה in that which is not in our Rashi. But Tisves is clearly in that sheet. In other words, there is a machlekes rishonim. Whether, according to Rashi, the Tisves mentioned, it's not in our Rashi. So according to our Rashi, so Rashi sheet is the reverse of like Tisves sheet. But according to the Rashi sheet that the Tisves mentions, there is a kulay that the din of Chocham Shosha in Chabir Rashi Lahatia only applies Chocham Shosha in Chabir Rashi Lahatia only applies to a case where the second Chocham wants to overrule the Psak of the first Chocham on the basis of Shlach. But if he wants to overrule the Psak of the first Chocham on the basis of Kabbalah, so then he's allowed to, according to Tisves and according to Rashi and Alten, even on the basis of Kabbalah, he's not allowed to overrule the Tzach of another Chochem. Now, and this Indian of Chochem Shosar Chabir Yachir 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 the Ramin of the Lord, that Zion of the Lord. So, in that Zion, so say that it's because of Beit Chochem. Why isn't a second Chochem allowed to pass differently than the first Chochem? Because of God. As a courtesy, there are Chelets for the first Chochem. There are Ashbor, whom are now the Lord. Mentions in the name of the Raivet, it's not because of Kabbalah, but because it becomes a Chaticha B'Yisur. It becomes a Chaticha B'Yisur. So in other words, if a Chochem passed that it was there, even though the second Chochem is convinced that the first Chochem made a mistake, but since he passed it that way, so it became one. It became us. In other words, it is similar to the Alohe of the Tosha Adova Chabidu of Yom Yisneil. At the end of the Chabidu of Yom Yisneil, Balsneil Shemim Let's say, you made a mistake. The second Chochem is convenience. They're the first Chochem made a mistake. And then the Daimon Mashiach is. But he passed in that way. So in respect to that Chatiche, so it is also. Most Meshavim agree with the Pshat of the Raya, not the Pshat of Rashi and Rav. That it, because it becomes a Chatiche in Yisur, not because of Beitchot. Now, what's an Achimini? So an Achimini is this. If we say it's on the basis of the Chatiche, so then it only applies to that Chatiche. But it doesn't apply to another Chatiche. Let's say, in other words, there is a certain child. And let's say, there's a child in some, where the ground is totally autonomous. There's some Achim who say that for Adam Achim. Most persons say that ground is all right. So, suppose a Chochem passed in the Shire, in some of the ground in the ground is toyer, then the same woman, then the same woman will bring the kesem to another Chochem, and the other Chochem is convinced that ground is toyer. So he's certainly not allowed to overrule the Pesach. But suppose one Chochem passed in the brown stomach to one woman, then another woman brings the kesem to another Chochem. And the other Chochem knows that the first Chochem passed in that way, but that was to one woman. So is the other Chochem allowed to pass in differently than the first Chochem in the same city? So, because it's already Chochem Shoshach, so according to the Rai Vachike, so you do shame the same seed of a bow. That according to the Rai Vachar, because of Tichel Yisroel, so Tichel Yisroel becomes this particular Chatiche of Tichel Yisroel. But another Chatiche, it doesn't become a Tichel Yisroel. So according to the Raide, and most possibly like the Raide, so Meire, Chochem Shoshan Chavir Asher Lahatir, applies only to the same Chatiche. According to Rashi, so the nearest in Rabbi Zohar and in Helios, Rabbi Zohar the Zion in Helios, I don't remember which that it is, so mentions two Rishonim. But the two Rishonim only apply according to the Ramzachan, that is based on the Kabbalah Chochem, so there is one notion, and the Nearly also mentions two Rishonim. So he says, according to the Raibe, it certainly doesn't apply to another Hatif. But according to the Rashi's Pshat, that is based upon Beit Chochem, so then there are two shittes. So the Rashi's Pshat says, from the point of view of Beit Chochem, so in Kabir Rashoi, Lehati Yerim, and there are some Rashi's Pshat say, that even from the point of view of Beit Chochem, so when is the Beit Chochem the same Chatiche? Then it's disrespectful. But the other Chatiche, so it's not disrespectful. He has his own. If he passed to the same woman, the same child, okay. But if it's another child, even if it's the same woman, but a different child, let's say, months later. So then it's not us. So there's a Mahmoud Hashem, but Mahmoud Hashem is only in respect to Rashi's Pshat, that is based upon the Chochem, but according to the Rashi's Pshat, it's certain. Alright. אומר רב יהודה מרב, מפותים אפו, מצטרפים מרובה. Suppose the galgeret was perforated in the form of a sieve. You know, you have a sieve, you have tiny little holes. Suppose you have a number of tiny, tiny little holes. So, mitzdarfim lerube. So if, in total, it adds up to the rov heke, the rov circumference of the gargeres, so then it's perfect. Kinapo, הגרש הראשון זה לקיף ומקום דק מכינה פה מוסר, מקום לרובי יהיו יקום חדון יחד לרובי מצטק תאיפה. מושא רבי אמיהם, ובגלל יש שיש בו נקפי החדורך, אף הוא יש בו מקום הרבה מצטרפים למנגח. עומד, כאילו שיעור, אז ממנגח זה סיסלה. זה סיסלה מרובחס, סיסלה פלוס, סיסלה מרובחס. So, if there is Mikodim Harvey, since the Shio is Menadeach, so Menadeach Mitztarfin, Hohaname, Kibin Shio is Mitzer, the Chisa Mitztarfin, because there are two situations where a behemoth can become a traite because of the naked in the gagas, in the windpipe. One situation is if it's Mitzar Pemovit. If it is severed in the wall of the circumference, like that, outer circumference, inner circumference, circumference, but the wall of the circumference of the gaga. Another situation is when tchosa, a substantial force, was removed from the gaga, even if it's not wrong, but just a small piece, if the piece that is chosea, it has the size of a nisa, a certain amount. So he said, Moshe Rabbim Yeh, here Rav said, Mitokinapo, Mitzartu Merubo, Mitzartu Merubo, the pashtes of the Gemore is mashma, that, now, so, that, Rob Gargeres of the Behemi is the larger size than Nisa. The Nisa is a small thing, no. The Nisa is a small thing, but Rob Heke of the Gargeres is more than the size of Nisa. So the question is, why did Rob say that when you have the number of tiny cotton, then it's only training? If in total they add up to the roof, but suppose you don't add up to the roof of the outer circumference, inner circumference, but they add up to a nisar, which is less than the roof and cape of the galgeres, so then it's not great. We see in Gabi Bulgaris, so then the sheer trifle is a song of the Salam Rubachas, the Salam Plus. So, and if you have many tiny kovim gogeles, so they add up to the shiur of the selam rubachas. So here too, even if you don't add up to the rough circumference of the gogeles, but they add up to the size of the miser, it should still be treifei. Al mochim nishur memadeach, memadeach mitzav, anan mishur kisa, lisa mitzav, why did Rav say only when they add up to Rav? So pashtes of the Gemara is that Rav, heket of the Gargeres in the Gemara, is the larger size than Ishtamte hod omar afalde, omar afchome bagoy omar af, mikovim shiyeh yem chusorem, mitzav yem chisa, mishayim yem chusorem, mitzav yem chusorem, now there are two kinds of mikovim. There is naked that gave the result, and there is naked shame the result. نه که شیری به حساب نه نه که شیری به حساب نوارد بکنی نه که شیری به حساب این چیست؟ این ایدیا لده بکنی نو سکتین از نه که شیری به حساب از نه که حساب به حساب پرشمن دیگوی وطن به حساب بعد when we say chasarim we mean a chasarim that can be measured but if the naked is so tiny so small it cannot even be measured so then it's considered the naked shame of chasarim. The same thing, let's say, you know, you learn in mathematics, in geometry, that a line has only one dimension, length, no way. Now what is a line? So you say a line is this, it is a line. This is no width, it has width. It has width, very little width. But, so, an ideal line is not the width, but the border between the paper and the ink. That only exists in imagination. You don't see it. Do you see the border? The border between the paper and the ink, you don't see it. You say a point has neither length nor width. This is the point. He says neither length nor width. It certainly has. But we still say so. So in other words, we don't consider it, you see. So here too, when the Gemara says, naked shame of the sun. So that's what is it? If it's naked, so it has a fissure, even a microscopic naked has a fissure, you know, and an ideal level. But a naked, even if it's not microscopic, you can see it and so on. But if it can be so small, it has no substance. So it's not considered as a fissure. So that means naked in the fissure means when the fissure can be measured. Etzba. Something can be measured, but if it is so tiny, you can't measure it. So then it's called Nekev Shein Chisom. So he said, Nikodim Shein Chisom, if Chisom is substantial. So if we start from the Felicia, Shein Chisom, Mitzvahfin, the Rubik. So when it says Mitvokinapo, Mitzvahfin, the Rubik, so his work means to Nikodim, that has no chisom, has no substantial chisom. So tiny that each naked by itself is so tiny, it's not, it doesn't involve substantial chisom. But in total, he might have made up to the roof of the heket. So then, it's like, but suppose in total they add up to the size of the miser, not to the roof of the heket, like that, to the behemoth, it's not right. Omer Allah, Honor of the Lady, when the Ratsuon starts to be there, suppose that the Torah is in the form of a rectangle, you know. So then, if that rectangular Torah can be transformed into a Nisea, so then it has the same area. So, of the Nisea, so even though it's in the shape of the Ritzur, of the rectangle, so it's also perfect. Boyim ni Rabbi Shvachim, Rabbi Shimalevi, Mikvo, Kinapa Mahu, Omla, I wonder when comes from the song, it's not Nisea, it's in the song, it's not Nisea. Benjama, how about a cow, no, a bird? Let's see the Rashi. Benjama, Nikodim the Chisorim Bey, Lekun Nima Vizgagera the day, Chisa, the Hamad Vishore. Because the whole Gageras of day is less than the size of Nisa. Is less than the size of Nisa. But from this fashion it appears that in the aim of the rain circumference of the Gageras is a larger size than the larger size than Nisa, only an eighth, because it's very small. So, and the Ramur says so, Nicht machen kann man nicht haben, aber nicht beschossen. Wir sind noch am Dauer, ich kann go over it. But the Shach says the reverse. I mean the Shach has to be explained, but anyway. So, but it's mashma that, like the Ramoh, I mean that in a behemo, the off hecket of the Gargeras is the larger size than the size of Nisa. Beifemai, mi kommen mit Song drauf, let me know the Gargeras the day to Nisa. The Hama Vishoi, because the whole Gargeras is less than the size of Nisa. So what's, how do we test it? Aber ich sage mir, die Forschung darauf, dass die Katrin man nicht auf der Akono, im Krieg ist die Akono Träfe, die Lapschero. In other words, we cut out the portion of the Gargeras of the age that has the cover. It has the cover. And then we put it on top of the Gargeras of the age. And it gets sliced, covers a wall of the circle, of the circumference of the Gargeras. Let's say, I mean, this is a big Gargeras, but suppose it's very small. This is the mouth of the Gargeras. So you cut out the piece that is perforated, and it covers most of that circumference, so then it's very small. Omar Rav Tope, we see one of Napi, if you want to remember it. So, Napi, so Tishkat Shmuel Zu, so, the way came to Yisrael, the south of the Rube, Napi came to Yisrael, and Apo, she knew him from the Lewis, and Abba, she was the Ego. She just said, you look, Nikot in Apo, she out of, O Maise and Apo, she. But now, Nikri Sokidel is, Omar Rav Nachman Kedeshi, Konei, כדי שיקונס איסא לרום ב... Now, but, so I come to Rashi, now I change, because there was no time. But the leaf in the Rambam have another shot. So you'll see that in the tour, in the Shekhanor, that we can discuss. But according to Rashi, so meeting of the Dallas means by this. The door opens. So, it's need the cotidales, so in other words, but it's remained attached, so it's not actually chosen. Because on this side, it is attached. Omar Amnachim, if you come and see Salvador Bay, let's see the Rashi. Neither the cotidales or neither of us, a little bit. This is Solomon. Zok shom kin dalu un zose. Kishi kon si sal vao ben, nishio godu huze en yisya. Dochen hina nirkos yeitzi, nishun den kam kusore. Because after all, it wasn't taken out, that piece. It's hanging. But Abdala says in Saneke. Akinu niziko, suppose there is a sedek, Omar Rav, afilu nishtaya bo, lechuli achas amayro, lechuli achas amato kshero. Because the Gargeras is in the form of the cylindrical tube. That's the central tube. The central part of the Gargeras. But then it's encircled by a number of rings. A number of cartilage rings. So he says, suppose there is a crack in the length, in the height, of the Gargeras, there is a crack. But the uppermost ring is intact, and the lowermost, let's say, this is the uppermost ring, and this is the lowermost ring, and there is a crack from here to here, and the two rings, the uppermost ring and the lowermost ring, are intact, so it's not perfect. But only if the whole uppermost ring is intact, and the whole lowermost ring is intact. Powerful ring. אמרו כמה ירניחנה, מחוליה, מחוליה. מחוליה, מחוליה, כמרה, אלוהים מהתאורים משתייר בו על משהו למעלה, ומשהו למטה יש פשר. In other words, at first, it was mentioned in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that it's only Tshero if the whole uppermost ring is intact. And the crack doesn't run through any part of the uppermost ring, and doesn't run through any part of the lowermost ring. Rab said, no, even if the crack runs through the uppermost ring and runs through the lowermost ring, as long as the mashu of the uppermost ring remains uncracked, and the mashu of the lowermost ring of cartilage remains uncracked, so it's not ready. Not ready. And book of the Hindu Rabbi Tawarongle, Yadin Chatun Babloy with Fushay Kaitan. In other words, he prays Rab's memory that even if the crack runs through the uppermost ring but lives a mashu of the uppermost cartilage ring uncracked, and the mashu of the lowermost cartilage ring uncracked, so it's not clear. Don't get after by East, come up here and go out, have a fully cautious shitted with a bastard. He will come to the yard of fame or, oh my, what a tachin or she will yin or, in other words, when it is suspended, the pain after shitting with the head down. שאני מקושת משפט סבור בבייה, ובלבד שריטני, בואי רבחים מגיעים על חנן יום, שסעצו מהו, תיקו, יוסף רביך ושולו, כשתפים יוצמנאי, עונה, בסימונים לשוחת פסולו. In other words, you see, so, if קושת this suppose it's עונה בסימונים, so, לשוחת is פסולו. ניקה תקונו למטו מהחוזה נידים שראה, תן רבו, זהו חוזה זה הרי שקר אותו, למטו עד הצו, למיילו עד הקרס, חיתך שיצלויס, משתפניס ואיליך, משתפניס איליך ואיליך, וזהו חוזה הניתורגן. אוקיי, נאו, בדימורה, זה קובר, אף שהוא מנבוד, ניתו הקובר. So, for next week, פעם ניתו הקובר, מבוא למדלת, until דאט מזיין און דיי זומער רבשום מיט רייד רוב היי זיי די דאמע פיקשוסע פון דער ריק אין דער מידל אויף דאט מזיין און דיי
Shur Yud Aleph in Trefus, Brother Rosh Hashiva, Zayin Adar Beis, 8th of Shem and Vav, March 18th, 1986, and Tuesday.
Now we left off. You black up the door, go in the alley. You black up it. For now, we go straight. Go straight. Certainly, till the subject of Nipa Kiva that can be tested without the Bible. Nipa Kovet. So, in Steyr, the Russian mission is Nipa Kovet in Steyr, a man of gloom, Tseo. Implication being, suppose a mashu of the liver remains, even though it's less than the size of his eyes, so it's Tseo. That's what it means. Holy Steyr, man of gloom, Tseo. Even if it's Hebekazai. Adogadu Hebekazai. Apa kamu hari kedai? Vietnam, minta lah kobei, minta lah kobei, in Steyr, in the Zeiss scale, implication being, but if what remains is less than the Zeiss, so then it's right. Omra vieise ploi kashie, hore priye, hore pshimim barebe. So the one Mishneh, you see, that upshot in Rashi, whether one is just the reverse of the other. So one Mishneh that says, not only there's a machlekes between Rav Chiye and Rav Shimon bar Rebbe. Rav Shimon bar Rebbe, according to one, only if it's Mishtayar Menu Kazayis, so it's Kshel. But Mishtayar Menu less than Kazayis, it's not Kshel. And according to the other Mandoma, so even if the style less than the Zayis, it's Kheo. Horeb Chiyo Reb Shin Barebe. Yehod Reb Chiyo Zorik Lo. The Reb Shin Barebe Matbi Lo. So there are two Pshot Mirashi. One Pshat is that the Zorik Lo and Matbi Lo has reference to the Heimo. From which the liver was removed. The liver was removed. And what remained was less than a kazayis. So Reb Chiye went away because he felt that he couldn't eat the rain. And he couldn't eat the rain. It's not worth Manisha. If the Priya holds that Mishtayah when we talk in Kazayis, so Bhim is free, so it's not only the piece of liver is also, the whole Bhim is also. So then we have to say Zoriklo, not only Zoriklo on the piece of liver, we have to say Zoriklo on the whole Bhim. Or, Rav Shimon bar Rebbe Madbilo, and he, Rav Shimon bar Rebbe, so if it happened that the liver was removed from Behemo and less Nekazayis remained, so he used to eat the Behemo. Not only was he accustomed to eat the Behemo, he used to eat that remnant that remained. That's how the first Loshon in Rashi explains it. So that means, according to the first Loshon, Reb Chiye represents the second Mishnah. The second Mishnah says that only if it's Nishtayar Menu Kazayis is Kshel. But if it's Nishtayar Menu Pochet Kazayis is Reiv, so the second Mishnah called with the view of Reb Chiye. The first Mishnah that says implication being, if it's Nishtayar Menu, a little bit the Mashu, Pochus Mikazayis, so then it's not Reifo, so the first Mishnah accords with the view of Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, Bisimonoch, Ashirin Mikamtsin. Now, there's only, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that, just as a way to remember. So, as a way to remember, so we can remember that's easy to remember. that people, that wealthy people are stingy. Doesn't mean to say that Reb Shimon bar Rebbe was stingy, has to show it. But just as a way to remember. Some melee, so you remember, because you might mix up and you can think that Reb Shimon bar Rebbe was going to throw it away. So, the way to remember now, Reb Shimon bar Rebbe was wealthy. A wealthy person doesn't throw away anything. A poor person throws away. But a wealthy person, he doesn't throw away anything. So, melee is so you remember that Reb Shimon bar Rebbe was the one who didn't throw it away, who dipped it. Alright, now let's go, then there's another pshat. Another pshat, svara wise, this lashon is very good. But in the lashon of Gemara, it's not so good in the lashon of Gemara, because according to this lashon, so we have to say that the Tchiyah Zorik law doesn't mean just a piece of liver. The whole behemoth is all, not mashma. But that's what we have to say according to this lashon. But then Rashi is not a lashon. Let's see the Rashi. So Rashi says, Zorik law behemoth. But Rashi says that he has another pshat. Avol Miret saw that. The other pshat, he just reversed. According to the first pshat, the Priya is the Machmir, and Rashim Barebe is the Mekir. And the Kondal of Shad, Rav Chiye is the Mekil, and Rav Shim Barebe is the Mach. Aber mir ben in Bisa Beheta Tori vom Mach Shara Beshaya Chumis. Vizore Kumad Yoli Shaya Be. He wants to tell us, I mean, that he was Mach Shara, and he was Mata. He shouldn't use this expression, Zori, Madbele. He should use the real expressions. Trei Fero Ksheo, Mutaros, Mistaber Dorotma, just the reverse. The Tchiyah Zorik really covers a cold vein. In other words, according to the first shot, it means the Tchiyah threw away, not just the piece of liver that remained, but it threw away the whole behemoth, in which the liver was nikal and less nikazayis remained. But according to this shot, it means any vein. Any vein. So, the liver of Tchiyah threw away. He didn't care for the Beim HaKsheo, but the liver, he didn't care for the liver. He didn't eat the liver. He threw it away. Kapchi Zorach Lui Kovishal Kho Beimo Dilo Yoyeich Lei Dabu Choshid Lei Dilo Yahave Choshid Lei Yerab Shimen Madve Lei. So in other words, Rav Chiye, it's not in respect. It's not in respect to a behemoth in which the liver was removed. But in any behemoth, so a previous practice was to throw away the liver. He didn't eat the liver. A Shin Barata was makpi to eat the liver. So it's a machlekes in diet to food. So what has it to do with the shaile, with a mitzvah kovi in shtayim and pachas kovayim? Yeah, because there is a connection. So Rav Chiye Zorik Lui Kovishal Kho Beimo Yechol Av Choshev Lei V'Rav Shimon Madve Lei D'Af Al Gav D'Lav Boso Lu Kochel Lei Mishum Briuse V'Kesov Al Nishomo Tlui Aboy Ki Yikan Lom Brochas Kol Nefesh Meishik Nefesh. Now, as far as certain things are concerned, as far as Zion is concerned, so the liver is the biggest source of iron. Nothing, I mean, has as much iron as the liver. Nothing. So that's the biggest source of iron. So that's in accordance with the principle expressed in Brachas, kol nefesh, meishik nefesh. In other words, any organ that is indispensable for the health of the organism, so is a very important foodstuff. So Mele, since Rav Chiye was makpi to eat liver, I mean, I come to it. So Rav Shimon Barebe was makpi to eat liver. To eat liver, that means that he considered liver as indispensable for the life of the behemoth. Life of the behemoth. So because kol nefesh, meishik nefesh. If it's indispensable for the life of the behemoth, some mele, it has to have a substantial size, not if it's a matter. So Rav Shimon Barebe is the one who holds that only if a substantial portion of the liver remain. What is the substantial portion of the liver? Kazayit. But then, So in other words, that means, so there won't be any isa of bosom nachai, because it's kidim sheteitzi nafsho, but it's already after shchite. So there is no isa. There is an isa. But that isa applies only to the time when you eat. In other words, v'seichol adam. So suppose somebody was sheichet beit, and the behemo was in kacheses for 10 minutes. So after the shchite of the tusimoni, the sheichet cut out a kazayis boso from the behemo. So it doesn't involve an iser of here nachai boso nachai, because it was at a shchite. But suppose the sheichet cuts it off while the behemo is in kacheses and he eats it, while the behemoth is still living, so it's not either Isa of Ibn Lachai and Basim Lachai, but it's either another Isa of Lusechum Nadam. So Lusechum Nabhemo Kedim Shidinchinach. As long as behemoth is alive in Fachesses, even though it was cut out after Shrite, so it doesn't involve an Isa of Ibn Lachai and Basim Lachai, but it's an Isa of Lusechum Nadam. In other words, this is also a nectar of Arzorius. And there are many Isurim that are nichlal in the love of Luiseichlu in Adam. But suppose he was Sheikh the Behemo at 9 o'clock in the morning, and the Behemo was in Pacheses till 9:15, and he cut off a piece of Bosa at 9:05, but he ate it at 9:30, then he's not in the Rebbe's. Not even the Isa of Lisechul Adam. So on the contrary, it's very helpful. So it promotes health. Horitzi Shiavri, Chitiach Kazaye Boso, Kedem Shadeitzi Nafsho. In other words, a piece of meat that is removed while the behemoth is still living is more helpful. But to cut it off before Shchite, that's also in the Neyachim, it's an act of Arzorius. But after Shchite, if you remove it, after, in other words, the barbarians, you know, who are accustomed, I don't think that today there are such people who are makpid dafke to cut off an eater of a behemoth while the behemoth is alive. I don't think that there are all kinds of barbarities today, but that's one barbarity that today, I don't think it exists. But they had a reason. It's not that they were just crazy, because they felt that it's more helpful if a piece of meat that was removed while the behemoth is living is more helpful. But that's also for every human being, even the neyach. That's an act of barbarity. It's also. But so when is it also to cut off while the rain is living before Shchite, and no matter when you eat it, so it's also. But to cut it off after Shchite, as long as you eat it after the rain dies, just the Kazayis Bosa was removed while the rain was in Fachese, then it's not also. For Reitze Shiavri, if he wants to be healthy, Chitiach Kazayis Bosa, can if he is not, Hilka, according to Shimba Rebbe, in the Mishtaya Kazayis Lales Aruchot, because a substantial piece of liver is necessary, is indispensable for the life of the behemoth. This is the next piece of Gemara. Whether it has to be kazayis left or mash left, but only if the remnant is easy. It joins the gallbladder or the vital organ. What is the vital organ? So we'll soon see that the pshat. One pshat is it means the kidney, and another pshat is that it means the diaphragm. So whether it has to be Mishtaya Kazayis or Mishtaya Mashu, but not in any place. The shio has to be near the gallbladder or near the kidney or near the diaphragm. I mean, what do you think? So just the reverse. Just the reverse. Now, no practical nafimine, because we passed that the kazayis has to remain in order to be shio. So it doesn't make any difference whether a kri is the one who said that the kazayis has to remain as the country, first pshat Rashi, or a Shim Barevi, but he passed like that, that the kazayis has to remain. Haru Pumese, the Oseli Pumpedise, a regiment of an army, a division of an army, arrived in Pumpedise. So the Jews anticipated trouble from them. So Oku, Rabbi Rabiensev, so they escaped from the city, because they expected trouble. Pogabu Rabzeir, so Rabzeir met them. Omalu, Arukoye, refugees. Kazayi Shombu, Bimokimom. Now here it says Kazayi Shombu Mokimom, so one could think only according to Mandoma that a substantial portion of the liver has to remain in order to be shiro. Then it has to be mokimor. But according to Mandoma, the timashu is enough. It doesn't make any difference. So that's what we could say, because the Russian is kazai mokimor.